Praise the Lord, my beautiful blessed
sisters.
Praise the Lord, my beautiful blessed sisters and brothers. God bless you, Archbishop Alamasi. God bless you, King Alamasi. God bless you, you, and you. This is the day the Lord had made, and I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. Thank God for Jesus. He sent his only begotten Son who suffered, died, and bled on the cross for our sins. Our sins. My God, what a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Thank you for tuning in to Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries with your Chief Apostle, Patricia Stewart, Ph.D. Ph.D., God is truly a God that could do anything but fail. And he haven't failed us yet. This is our second day of miracle working power. I believe in miracles. What about you? God is working miracles in your life. God is working miracles in my life. And God is working it out. I want you to get yourself a book and write in miracle working power. I want you to jot down your miracles each and every day, starting yesterday. Amen. He woke you up and started you on your way. That's your first miracle. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Started from yesterday. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Miracle working power. And we thank God for the miracles that are taking place in our life. And I want you to learn how to recognize your miracles. Amen. We always recognize the bad. We always recognize the things that's not good. But I want you all to begin to recognize the miracles that are taking place in your life on a daily basis. He woke you up this morning, started on your way. Thanks be to God. Glory be to God. We want you to look at the little things that he's doing. Amen. Hallelujah. Those things count. Amen. That's miracle. You have a place to live in. You have food to eat. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. It may not be a steak, but it may be a peanut butter sandwiches, and that may be a little bit more healthy for you. But God is an awesome God, and he can do anything but fail. Miracle working power, day two. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody ought to shout for joy. Somebody ought to leap for joy. Somebody just pull over to the side while you're driving to go to school, go to work, and just praise God. Give them the praise and the honor and the glory while you have an opportunity. Amen? Stop murmuring and complaining. Stop begging all the time. Stop worrying all the time. Stop getting upset. Stop allowing your blood pressure to shoot up because you're upset with somebody. Glorify him and magnify him because he is a miracle-working God. And we praise him for who he is. Thank you, Jesus. Lift up the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lift up the name of Jesus on this day. Thank you, Jesus, for inviting us into your life. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for receiving us this morning. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be a part of this blessed day. Thank you, Jesus. We glorify you. We magnify you. We give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. Hallelujah. If it had not been for the Lord on your side, where would you be? Hallelujah. It wasn't your money. It wasn't your PhDs. It wasn't your education. It wasn't your good looks. Only by the grace of God. Only by the grace of God. And thank God for his grace. God's riches at Christ's expense. G-R-A-C-E, grace. God's riches at Christ's expense. I want you to get that in your spirit this morning. Grace. God's riches at Christ's expense. You got it? God's riches at Christ's expense. King Ministry. A healing ministry, a deliverance ministry, a prophecy ministry. Total, total, mind, body, spirit, and soul. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing us with many gifts, a ministry of many gifts. And most of you have many gifts. And God wants you to use them. Amen. Thanks be to God. Don't be ashamed of the gospel. Hallelujah. Don't be ashamed of the good news. Share the good news with somebody. Let someone know that Jesus Christ, suffered, died, and bled on the cross for your sins and for my sins, and that he loves you. Yes, Jesus loves you. Even with a child, you can witness to a child and let that little child know that Jesus loves them. Thank you, hallelujah, glory be to God. When father and mother forsake you, then God will take you up. Yes, he will. Won't he do it? Every time. There's no foster children or adopted children in the body of Christ. We thank God for Jesus. He welcomed you into the family. We welcome you into the family of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We're all God's children. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we're all different. None of us are the same. When he made you, he broke the mold. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within thy states, O Jerusalem, within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city that is compact together. Whether the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, unto the testimony of Israel, to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. For there are set thrones of judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and they shall prosper that love thee. Peace be within thy walls, and property, and prosperity within thy palaces. Yes, I said property. Peace be within thy walls, and property. Watch out, somebody. You're getting a piece of property. God is going to bless you with property. Peace be within thy walls and property. But the word of God says, peace be within thy walls and prosperity within thy palaces. Wow. He's going to bless you with more than enough. That's the kind of God that we serve. Thank you, Jesus. Pray for my brethren and companions' sakes. I will now say, peace be within thee. Peace be within thee. You want peace? You got to be a peacemaker. Peace got to be within thee. Amen, Miss Fear. That's what Martin Luther King wanted. A peaceful atmosphere. Thank you, Jesus. God is not the author of confusion. Wherever you go, you want to create a spirit of peace. You can set the atmosphere. Yes, you can, my dear ones. Wherever you go, you could set the atmosphere. Praise the Lord. Peace be still in the name of Jesus. You can set the atmosphere. You can create confusion. You can create an argument. You can create fighting. You can create fussing. Or you can create peace. Thank you, Jesus, for that ability to create peace. And somebody ought to thank him for that this morning. Somebody ought to praise him for that this morning. There is a time for everything, according to the word of God. Look at the book of Ecclesiastes, my dear ones. There is a time for everything, and timing is very important. There is a time for everything. Watch your timing. You want to be blessed? Have a little talk with Jesus. Say, God, I want to do this in your time, in my time. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. In your time, not my time. Timing is everything. Because of the house of the Lord, our God, I will seek thy good. Isn't that a blessing? Psalm 122. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Not murmuring and complaining, not whining and crying. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. If you're going to visit a church on Sunday morning, praise God, Wednesday afternoon, Bible study, Friday, Bible study, glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. If your house is your place of worship, when it's time for worship, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. The word of God says, forsake not the assembling of the saints, my sisters and my brothers. And the assembling of the saints could be on your front steps, on your back porch, in your living room, in your bedroom, and tell God lead and direct you otherwise. Obey the voice of the Almighty Living God. Psalm 122, verse 9, because of the house of the Lord, our God, I will seek thy good. Thank you, Jesus. Are you seeking good this morning? Are you praying for the peace of Jerusalem? The word of God says, they shall prosper that love thee. That's the word of God. Seek peace. Let my cry come near before thee, O Lord. Give me understanding according to thy word. Let my supplication come before thee. Deliver me according to thy word. My lips shall utter praise when thou hast taught me thy statutes. My tongue shall speak of thy word, for all thy commandments are righteousness. Let thine hand help me, for I have chosen thy precepts. I have longed for thy salvation. O Lord, in thy law is my delight. Let my soul live, and it shall praise thee, and let thy judgment help me. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek thy servant, for I do not forget thy commandments. Do you know the 10th commandments this morning? Do you know the 10th commandments this morning? Memorize them and do not forget them. Share them with your children. Share them with your loved ones. The 10th commandments. The word of God says, I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek thy servant, for I do not forget thy commandments. My brothers and my sisters, we need to know the 10th commandments. In this day and time, most of our youth do not know the 10th commandments. That's why they're living recklessly. My God, write them down. Put them on your refrigerator. Put them on your bathroom mirror. Write them down. The word of God, the 10th commandments. Get them in your soul, in your spirit, and in your heart. The 10th commandments. God's word is a blessing in knowing the word of God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Do you know them this morning? Do you know him? Amen. Then you ought to know his 10th commandments. Let thy mercies come also unto me, O God, even thy salvation according to thy word. So shall I have herewith to answer him that reproach me, for I trust in thy word. Are you trusting in God's word this morning? And take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for I have hoped in thy judgment. So shall I keep thy law continually forever and ever, and I will walk at liberty, for I seek thy precepts. I will speak of thy testimonies always before kings and not be ashamed. Thank you, Jesus. Do you have a testimony this morning? Can you have a testimony that you can share with someone this morning about how good God is and how God has blessed you? No matter what their position is in this world, can you share, or are you willing to share that testimony with someone? You are the walking epistles. You are the body of Christ. You are men and women of God. Share with someone how good God is. Let someone know that God is a good God, even in times like these, when prices are rising up, when so many changes are taking place, changes in leadership, in your city, in your county, in your state. let someone know of God, even in the midst of situation like this and like these. Share your testimony. That'll be a blessing to someone else. It's not bragging. It's letting someone know how good God is and that God is living. God is not dead. He lives within your soul, my blessed sisters and brothers of God. Bless men and women of God. Bless children of God. Share your testimony of how God has blessed you only by the grace of God. Thank you, Jesus. And I will delight myself in thy commandments, which I have loved. Thank you, Jesus. My hands also will I lift up unto thy commandments, which I have loved. And I will meditate in thy statutes. Meditate upon God's word. Meditate. Hallelujah. You know, we marinate food. Uh-huh. We marinate food sometime for days to make that steak better, to make that steak tender. Oh, to make that steak taste so good, we marinate it. So we need to meditate on the word of God. Meditate on the word of God each and every day. Yes, you have time. Meditate on the word of God. And it's good. It's a blessing. It's tender. It will soften that hardened heart of yours. Our hearts can be deceitful. Meditate on the word of God. Take your time. Read it. But meditate. The word of God tells us, above all, get understanding. And if any man lack wisdom, who we need to call upon? The Almighty Living God. Thank you, Jesus, for divine wisdom, divine intelligence. Thank you, God, for divine understanding, divine wisdom, divine intelligence. Thank you, Jesus, for divine understanding. My brothers and my sisters, we have a lot of educated fools. We don't want you being one of them. You pray and ask God for divine wisdom, divine intelligence, divine understanding. If any man lack wisdom, you go to God. Seek the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. There was a man that God had given divine wisdom, divine intelligence, divine understanding. This man barely completed school. Thank you, Jesus. When he completed high school, he could barely read. His father asked him if he wanted a job working at General Motors. He was so happy to receive a job cleaning the floors, sweeping the floors, putting out the trash after completing high school. Thank you, God. He was so faithful, going to work every day, on time, never late, never missed a day from work. The boss came to this young man and said, I've seen you, how faithful you are, how cheerful you are, how happy you are with doing your job. You always have a smile on your face. You always greet people as they come into this place, cleaning the floors, emptying the trash, mopping the floors, happy, grateful to the Lord for giving him that job. The boss said to him, I want to give you a promotion. The man was shocked. A promotion? Yes, I want to promote you. The man said to himself, I could barely read. I don't know if I should take a promotion. He said to himself. The man said, I would like to give you a promotion. Would you like a promotion? He said, I don't know. The boss said, well, I don't understand. Most people want a promotion. He said, well, I really don't know. So the boss said, let me know, and walked down the hallway. The Holy Spirit spoke to this man and said, you better say yes. The Holy Spirit spoke to him and said, you better say yes. He ran down the hall and touched the boss on the shoulder and said, yes, 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 I'll take the promotion, I'll take the promotion, not knowing what it was really about. But he got his first promotion on that job. barely knowing how to read. My God, my God. But won't God do it? He got his first promotion. Thank you, Jesus. Still happy, still tearful, supervising the workers in the General Motors plant. Uh-huh. My God, his first promotion at age 19. Again, the boss recognized his faithfulness, him loving his job, being cheerful, on time, with a smile on his face. I got another job for you. And said, I can't believe this, God. But God, he had to go take a test. Now, remember, he could barely read. Oh, my God, I got to go take a test. My God, I pray that I don't make a fool out of myself. This is what he said to himself. He went in with his little uniform on that he always wore to work for cleaning. He was a supervisor of maintenance at this time. He went in to take the test. The other men came in with their briefcases and their suits in to take the test, sharp as a tack. This man came in to take the test. Oh, God, what am I going to do? I could barely read. How am I going to pass this test? As he sat down to take the test, he began to pray and say, God, be with me. God, be with me. As he sat down to open a book to begin to read the instructions and to begin to take part A of the test, the Lord began to speak to him. The Holy Ghost began to whisper in his ear, A, B, two, he completed. As he began to go to part two and part three, the Holy Spirit began to whisper to him, E, F, G, glory, hallelujah. He completed the test. Thanks be to God. As he went to work the next day, the boss called him into the office and said, I need to see you. He said, oh, my God, Jesus, oh, my God, I probably failed that test. See, we always think of the negative. Why can't we always think the positive? That's the kind of God we serve, a positive God. As he walked into the office, the boss said to him, you passed the test 100%. You're the first person that passed the test 100%. Won't God do it? He couldn't wait until he got out of that boss's office so that he could praise God and leap for joy and give God the honor and the glory. He passed the test and got his second promotion on the job. Thanks be to God. Won't God do it? He loved the Lord. He praised God. He worshiped God. He honored God. He lived right. We got to live right. Remember, we're not perfect. But we serve a holy God, a clean God, a God that loves you and wants you to do the right thing and was pleasing in the eyesight of God. His living was not in vain. His work was not in vain. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing someone right now with a promotion. Thank you, Father God, for blessing someone with that job that you see that is fit for them. My God, my God. Do you know the boss came back to this man again and said, I have another position for you, but this position is going to require you traveling around the world. General Motors, won't God do it? He said, but you need to get into a college and get a little bit more education with this job. Now, remember, this man completed high school, could barely read, but he's always studying the Word of God. He was always trusting God. He was always living right. He wasn't perfect, but he was striving for perfection. He wanted to do what was pleasing and acceptable in the eyesight of God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. By this time, he's 21 years old, getting his third promotion to travel around the world for General Motors. As he went into the college to take the test, there was a man in the canteen that was purchasing something to drink and something to eat. He left his wallet at home. So the man said to him, what do you need? Oh, I only need $1.50 just to get a coffee and something to drink. He said, here, you could have it. He said, well, what is your name? He gave him his name. What are you doing here? I have to take a test to get into entrance into the college. The man said, okay, nice meeting you. Just give me your name, and I'll make sure that I get the money back to you. Give me your address. He said, oh, no, don't worry about it, sir. I'm fine. I'm fine. Don't worry about trying to give me that money back. Thank you, Jesus. As he got back to work that day, a week later, thank you, God, a week later, he was called into the office. He had gotten a letter a week before that said he didn't pass the entrance exam into the college. But thanks be to God. A week later, he got a letter saying that you're welcome to enter this college. He had given $1.50 to the president of the college, the chancellor of the college. He remembered his name. And God remembers your name. He was able to go into college. Thank God for Jesus. And he was successful. He studied to show himself approved unto God. A workman needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Won't God do it? He is a miracle worker. Be careful how you entertain strangers. There may be an angel in disguise. And that was his angel. Thank you, God. He studied. He studied to show himself approved unto God. I believe the power of prayer. I believe in miracles. What about you? God is working miracles this morning for you, you, and you. He's working miracles in Venezuela. He's working miracles in Puerto Rico. He's working miracles in El Salvador. He's working miracles in Honduras. He's working miracles in Germany. He's working miracles in South Carolina. He's working miracles in North Carolina. He's working miracles in New York. He's working miracles in California. He's working miracles in Arizona. He's working miracles in Washington, D.C. He's working miracles in Germany. He's working miracles in South Africa. He's working miracles in West Africa. He's working miracles in Guyana. He's working miracles in the United States of America. He's working miracles. Did you catch that? United States of miracles. My God, my God, my God. United States of miracles. A miracle work in God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. For touching and blessing that individual in Florida, South Florida. Thank you, Jesus. He's everywhere. He's all-knowing. He's a miracle-working God, Evangelist Jack Nita Taylor. He's a miracle-working God, Shanita Kelly. He's a miracle-working God, Rael, Zariel, Diamond. He's a miracle-working God, Desmond Stewart. He's a miracle-working God, Dr. Alice Poole Davis. He's a miracle-working God, Greta. He is a miracle-working God, Pastor Rosie Cobia, Deaconess Phyllis Blue, Mother Annie Green. He's a miracle-working God. Thank you, miracle-working God. Elder Cassie Lofton, he's a miracle-working God. Deacon Andre Lofton, he's a miracle-working God. Elder Annette and Dawn Smith, he's a miracle-working God. Mercedes, he's a miracle-working God. LaShawn, he is a miracle-working God. Desmond Stewart, he's a miracle-working God. Diane Green Staten, he's a miracle-working God. He's the same God that gave sight to the blind man. He's the same God that raised Lazarus from the dead. He's the same God that healed the woman with the issue of blood. He's bigger than any cancer that you could ever have. He's bigger than any disease that you could ever have. He's bigger than COVID. My God, he's a miracle-working God. And he's working a miracle for you right now in the name of Jesus. Elder Josephine Dennis, he is a miracle-working God. Trust in the almighty living God. Minister Sharon Ricks, he's a miracle-working God. Several books will you produce. Series of books will you produce. Millions of people will you help all around the world. Trust God. Minister Duffy, Barbara Duffy. Yes, he is your all in all. Yes, he is. He's with you every step of the way. Thank you, Jesus. You know him for yourself. And that's enough. Thank you, God. Bless her children. Bless her grandchildren. Bless her son-in-laws in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Bless them right now in the name of Jesus. Bless her mother, Deaconess Mamie Duffy, in the name of Jesus. Bless her, Father God. Touch her mind. Regulate her mind, Father, in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. You're able. Bless Reggie. Thank you, Jesus. Minister Mother Lady, Pastor Mother Lady, bless her right now in the name of Jesus. Thanks be to God. Touch, heal, and deliver. Minister Sharon Rick's nephew. Father, we take pray right now for a miracle for that young man. You know him by name. You know where he is. You know what he exactly stands in need of. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thanks be to God for touching Rosie Trahan and her family in its entirety. Sheree, Dejanay, Kayla, touching Father God, the children that are in a mist. We pray, Father God, that lives will be changed. Elijah Kelly, God is speaking to you. Thank you, Jesus. He will lead and direct your path. My God, I hear the Holy Spirit say, a brand new creature in Christ. My God, my God, my God. We're praying for husbands and wives that God will restore marriages. Thank you, Jesus. Let no man put asunder what God has joined together. If God has joined together, you better get out of the way and stay out of the way. God bless marriages. Brother Alfred Bellamy, Ruth Bellamy, Elder Cassie Lofton, Deacon Lofton, Pastor Victor Mines, and First Lady Karen Mines. The couples, Father God. My God, my God, my God. Frank Nelson and Shirley in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Bless them, Father God. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. Bless the families, Father God. Bless the husbands and wives in the name of Jesus. Thanks be to God. Sister Peaches and Brother Glenn. Thank Father God. Bless God. Thank God for the work that they decided to do with the ministry. Thank you, God, right now. Thank you, Jesus, that no man put asunder what God has joined together. Touch our young people as they go back to school, universities. Bless them with a spirit of peace and a spirit of love. Those that have a desire to use those illegal weapons, Father God, stop them in their tracks right now. Cease it right now in the name of Jesus. You know who they are. You know where they are. We come against those weapons that are illegal being used and pushed into our communities in the wrong hands of our children, of our babies, Father God. Touch their minds that they will value life and not want to destroy someone's life. We pray, Father God, that you regulate our children's minds, our husbands, our wives, our children. Touch their minds, Father God. Let them know that lives are valuable. You've given us life and given it to us more abundantly that we shall live for Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Regulate that person's mind that's walking all night long, not knowing which direction to go in. Touch that mind right now in the name of Jesus. We know that you could do it, Father God. Go into someone's house right now. Go into that bedroom as that individual lie in the bed and touch them, Father God, right now. Trouble their mind and their spirit that they will do right by you, the Almighty Living God. And if they do right by you, Father God, we know that everything will be all right. Touch our president, Joe Biden. Thank you for his healing. Touch his wife, Dr. Jill Biden. Touch the family in its entirety that they will hear from you. They will witness the goodness of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Protect them from seen and unseen danger. Let them, Father God, hear from you before the president make any rules or regulations, speak to his mind, trouble his mind and his spirit that he want to do right and do what's pleasing and acceptable in the eyesight of the living God. Touch every congressperson, every senator, every person in the legislature, in the House of Representatives. Wake them up and shake them up. Let them hear from you. The president, the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, Be with her and guide her and lead her. Protect her from seen and unseen danger. Touch every congressperson, every senator, council persons, in the name of Jesus. The Ways and Means Committee, every committee, Father God, touch them that they'll hear from you and they'll walk by faith and not by sight. That they'll do, Father God, what's pleasing and acceptable in the eyesight of God. In the name of Jesus, you're in charge, Father God, and we know you are. Whatever transpose, Father God, from this day forth, we pray that they will ask and speak to you before they make any more rules or regulations. Glory be to God. We thank you for transferring the wealth from the wicked to the righteous, and that the righteous will do right by your money. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Father God, right now for placing finances in someone's hands that will do it, Father God, for righteousness' sake. Do with it the will of God and not your will. We thank you for our cups overflowing. We thank you for deliverance from alcohol and drug abuse. Some might call it substance abuse. Illegal substances that you're placing into your body. Father God, take it away right now, that desire to use drugs. They will not have a thirst and hunger for illegal drugs or alcohol, using it in the wrong way. Father, we know that you have given us drugs for our bodies. We know that you're a healer, and you can touch those drugs and vaccines that are legal, those that are using in the right way. We know that you're a healer, but we're still going to trust you in the use of medication and the use of vaccines that are being established. We're still going to trust you, Father God, that the benefits will outweigh the side effects. In the meantime, we are praying for healing. We are still trusting in you, Father God, not just the medication, Father God, but we are trusting in you. But we come against those that are using drugs illegal. In the name of Jesus, stop them in their tracks, that they will be addicted to the Almighty Jesus Christ. Addicted to Jesus. Let them hear from you. Let them sup with you. Let our children and our grandchildren, nieces and nephews, honor the men and women of God. Respect the men and women of God. Let them honor you. We thank you, Father God. We do not agree on everything, but we can honor our mother and our fathers. We can respect them because there's a blessing in honoring and respecting. Thank you, Jesus. And you said in your word that a little child may lead them, people that are leading the adults the right direction and showing them the right direction. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we're not going to argue with them. We're going to pray for them, and we're going to respect them. We want to do the will of God, and we want to do it your way, not our way. We thank you right now for the abundance of peace, the abundance of love, the abundance of mercy. We pray for those, Father God, that are in Illinois, Father God, with the floods. Their homes have been destroyed. We pray for those, Father God, that are suffering with the fires in California. We pray for those, Father God, in Afghanistan, those in Russia, Father God, those in the foreign lands. We pray, Father God, right now, those that are suffering, we pray that you'll make a way out of no way for them. Provide, Father God, in Mexico and New Mexico, right where they are. Make a way out of no way for them. Make it safe for them so they'll be able to stay, Father God, in Mexico and New Mexico. Make a way out of no way for those in El Salvador and Honduras, Father God. We thank you right now, and we plead the blood of Jesus against anyone or anything that may try to rise up against your people. We pray for their safety. We pray, Father God, that you supply their needs. We know that you could do it. We are praying for our brothers and our sisters. We are praying and speaking against mental illness. Touch minds right now in the name of Jesus. Regulate those minds, Father God. Someone is confused, not knowing which direction to go in, not knowing where to go, not knowing what decision to make. But, Father God, let them cry out to you and say, Jesus, lead me, guide me, and direct me. I take you at your word. I take you at your word. Thank you, Jesus, for leading him, guiding, and directing someone on this morning. The Christ mind. Thank you, Jesus, for those that have the Christ mind or the Christ consciousness. Thank you, Jesus, for that Christ mind in us, that we're willing to do the will of God. We have that Christ mind within us, and we can activate it, produce miracles. He promises followers, and his promises applies to us this morning day. He that believeth in or on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto the Father. Are you going unto the Father this morning before you make any decisions? Are you seeking God before you make any decisions? Are you crying out to God? The word of God says, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto the Father. John 14 and 12. I'm not making this up, my sisters and my brothers. Jesus Christ broke through the negative thoughts into which the race had fallen. By breaking through the mental navigation, he opened the way for all who could become attuned to his power to do likewise. That's what the word of God says. Greater works. John 14 and 12. He that believeth, are you a believer this morning in Jesus Christ? Believe in everything else but Jesus Christ. Some of us believe, I'll never make it. I'll never get through this. I don't know how I'm going to make it without this little bit of money I'm making. He that believeth on me, the works that I shall do, he shall do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto the Father. John 14 and 12. Get it in your spirit. Jesus Christ broke through the negative thought stagnum into which the race had fallen. By breaking through this mental navigation, he opened the way for all, red, yellow, black, white, green, purple, short, tall, fat, skinny, for all who attune to his power to do likewise. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that fight against me. Fight against them that fight against me. Attune to the Lord. Attune to his power to do likewise. Through the consciousness Jesus generated through his life, suffered, died, and bled on the cross for your sins and my sins. He was crucified, but thanks be to God, he rose on the third day. He aimed to arouse this superconsciousness, miracle-working power, and man and woman, to reconnect mankind with it, to get man back into an Eden state of mind where all things are possible. When man was given dominion over himself, God gave it to us. That Jesus did reestablish this miracle consciousness, which man can tune in on its evidence in the miracle power that the early Christians had. They knew how to tune in on the Christ consciousness Jesus had activated. And for several centuries, they were able to do the Jesus works Jesus had done. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. God has not changed. Why are we walking around like weaklings? Why are we crying and murmuring and complaining? Take it to the Lord in prayer. You said you trust him. You never doubt him. Why are you murmuring and complaining? This miracle consciousness was finally suppressed by a human personality that took over the church and ruled it for many centuries. Even so, there are many isolated instances of great souls down through the centuries who became aware of and quietly developed and used the miracle consciousness that Jesus had aroused. And Jesus is arousing that miracle-working consciousness in you through the word of God. How do you get it? Through the word of God, receiving, trusting in the almighty living God without a doubt. He will surely bring you out. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. He said that we'll have trials and tribulations. But amidst those trials and tribulations, he's still with you. Yes, he is. He's still with you, Evangelist Janet Griffith. He's still with you and your family. He said he will never leave you nor forsake you. People of all ages have searched for the super consciousness within them and a method by which to activate it. Long before the time of Jesus, the ancient people had various secret names they intuned for activating the superconsciousness, the third deeper level of the mind that is filled with miracle power in man. They felt that if we could hold on to that secret word, motto, or text in time of trial, when they were going through their trials and tribulations, if they could hold on to that secret word, it would rearrange your affairs, bringing you through to victory. Uh-huh. That miracle working power, that secret word. The priests of the Old Testament aroused this superconscious level of divine power in man by affirming and meditating over and over upon the words, I am. I am. Or, I am that I am. Uh-huh. I am. Who do people say I am? I am. Or, I am that I am. Moses learned this secret text from the Egyptians who had written it upon the walls of every Egyptian temple. I am. Or, I am that I am. The Hebrews of the Old Testament released the superconscious power within them by meditating upon the name Jehovah. Jehovah. Jehovah Jireh. Which they considered so powerful that they did not speak it. My God, my God, my God. They meditated upon the variations of his name for producing specific results. Jehovah Jireh. For prosperity. Jehovah Rapha for healing. Jehovah Shalom for peace of mind. Jehovah Nisi for protection. Jehovah. Call upon the name of Jehovah for calming God's goodness. Call upon the name of Jehovah for guidance and love. Jehovah. They thought the word was so powerful that they wouldn't even speak it. My God. Jehovah Raphael. Jehovah Saron. My God, my God, my God. The word Jehovah in the Old Testament Hebrew word which corresponds to the New Testament Greek word Christ. By taking the word Jehovah, meditating upon it, affirming it, you can feel its quickening power through your spirit, in your spirit, all around your spirit. There's nothing wrong with the word Jehovah. Uh-huh. All right? By taking the word Jehovah, meditating upon it, and affirming it, you can feel the quickening power through you, in you, around you. The word Jehovah is the Old Testament Hebrew word which corresponds to the New Testament Greek word Christ. We call upon Jesus Christ. The word Jesus, the word Jehovah, or Christ, is charged with spiritual power far above and beyond any other word on or in the human language. There's something about that name Jesus. There's something about that name Christ. There's something about that name, Jehovah. The people of Asia had long entombed A-U-M or O-M as the name for God and release of his goodness. An Eastern mystic releases the superconscious power within him by drawing into his breath and decreeing out loud, O-O, 12 times. We decree, Jesus, 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 12 times. He then holds his breath and repeats the name 24 times, which he has released within and around him. My sisters and my brothers, we call upon the name of Jesus every day, 12 times. Then if you want to take it a little bit further, again, 24 times. You talk about releasing some power in you and around you, try it. Call upon the name of Jesus 12 times. Release your situations. There's something about that name, Jesus. 24 more times. We're teaching this morning. The Holy Spirit is moving this morning. He wants you to release some things that you've been holding on to. Thank you, Jesus. Let them go. Let them go. Instead of cursing someone out, say Jesus, 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 Jesus. Walk in every room in your home crying out the name Jesus from the basement to the top floor in the kitchen. Outside in your backyard, on your porch, on your front steps. I D-double dare you. Rise up early in the morning and call upon the name of Jesus. Set the atmosphere in your home, in your car. When somebody's getting on your nerves, just say, Jesus, 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 Jesus. They'll say, she's going crazy. He's going crazy. I'm called upon the name of Jesus. He's my help. He's my source. He's my all in all. I don't know about you. Nobody out. Don't tell nobody about themselves. Let God do it. You may sit down and have a conversation with them and may share your feelings and your thoughts with them, but we don't need to curse anybody out. Let go and let God. You may sit down and talk with your brother and your sister. That's all right. Let them know what your concerns are. But call upon the name of Jesus even before you do that. Before the meeting, you need to go and pray before the meeting. Thank you, Jesus. Go into your bathroom stall at work and pray before that meeting. Thank you, God. Pray before you walk into that job. Pray before you step into that school or that college or that university. Pray before you get on that MTA bus. Pray before you get on the airplane or that train. Pray. Pray and call upon the name of Jesus. It's a great power that gives you wisdom. By meditating the name Jesus. There's something about that name Jesus. I want to share with you how to activate your miracle consciousness on tomorrow. But today, I want you to call upon the name of Jesus. And you can say the entire name, Jesus Christ. Call upon that name, Jesus Christ. Thank you, God, as you're in the shower, as you're in the bathtub. Call upon the name of Jesus as you're going through that situation. expecting and receiving your miracle. Jesus, won't he do it? God sent his only begotten Son, who suffered, died, and bled on the cross for our sins. He who knew no sins. That's the kind of God that we serve, a loving Father. Thank you, Jesus, for touching the hearts, the minds, the spirits, and the souls of those that are around us. Thank you, Father, for someone receiving him as their personal Savior. Cry out to him and say, Father, forgive me of my sins, past, present, and future. I believe that you suffered, died, and bled on that cross of my sins. Thank you, Jesus. I repent right now. I receive you in my heart, my mind, my spirit, and my soul. Thank you, Father God, for accepting me as your child of God. Thank you, Father, and seal it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God. This is your chief apostle, Patricia Stewart. Thank God for Jesus. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Send me your prayer requests. Send me your praise reports. And we want to send you our beautiful blessed prayer rug. Yes, it is a blessing, and it's blessed many of you. Thank you, Archbishop Alamasi. Thank you, King Alamasi. God for Jesus. Thank you, and God bless you, Linda Harry Bennett. God bless you. God is with you. God is with you every step of the way. Yes, he is. He said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. God is with you. Jill in Miami, Florida. Dr. Ron Greed in Miami, Florida. God is with you every step of the way. Yes, he is. He's a healer. It wasn't luck, Dr. Ron. It was God who healed you. And let the doctors know, nothing but the hand of God. God bless you all real good. Tune in tomorrow at 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. and receive your miracles from the Almighty Living God. I found the answer. I learned how to pray. God bless you real good.